dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught.
Hello and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And my name is Jared Houle, and I'm here and excited to be hosting a special guest we have with this week. My grandmother is out and about doing her thing that she does. I don't know any other people, not too many people out there doing what Mimi does. Honestly, I feel like, Mimi is my grandmother, Billy Brim, and I'm just so honored that we can be here and have radio for her with my guest. Should I just say who you are?
Who is that? Your special guest? I'm Jared's brother, Brandon Brim, and I'm so excited to be here on the Voice of One Witness Radio. Like you were saying, our grandmother, Dr. Billy Brim, she is out and about. When you say Jared, she's everywhere.
I think she's busier now.
She is. And it's what the Lord's called her to do. And
she looks better now than if she watched the old Brother Hagin's, and she's on those. I'm like, Mimi looks better now than 30 years ago.
Exactly.
And I think she's traveling more. It's just funny. Like most people, you know, when they think a certain age, they need to retire and sit down. And if anything, for Mimi, it's look more wonderful, energized, and get out there. It's amazing because I'm just telling you my perspectives from a grandkid who's seen it my whole life. I mean, I don't even know why we're talking about this, but we're so thankful for Mimi. I'm sure a lot of you that is listening to the radio has gone to Israel with her, and good luck.
You better be ready.
On.
Get your running
get
shoes
your
on.
Get your Asics on. This is not an endorsement, but get your new whatever shoes that are made for. These shoes are made for walking, and they're walking for miles.
That's right. You know,
and you better hang on. Dude, Brandon, am I joking? Remember when we were there 2011, all the people, they're like, I didn't know we're going to be doing a boot camp, Billy.
Yeah, she doesn't mess around.
She takes you everywhere, and she'll take you places that no one will be able to go. And it's not a boot camp per se, but you'll walk the places Jesus walked, but you'll also walk where only places the military can take you.
I believe it's something like this, Jared. 90% of Israel is in what the world calls the West Bank. My grandmother, I traveled with her for over 3 years. She told people this all the time. She said, you can go to Israel, you can be with tourists, you can eat with tourists, stay with tourists, and not even know anything about the land, be with the people, don't even hear Hebrew hardly. But she says, when you go with me, you're going to see the land. You're going to go to places that normal tour groups don't go. One is because she's not a normal tour group. You're going to be with people. You're going to stay with people. You're going to live with the locals, and you're going to see exactly how they live. The world likes to perceive it another way, but what they are doing, they are obeying what God has called them to do and to be in the land. They're not compromising.
And, you know, Mimi's not an outsider coming in to tour about what she thinks Israel is. But even some, there are a lot of people that go to Israel.
Right.
They're outsiders. And biblically, they can point to the places. But Mimi, you know, the ministry, Billy Brim Ministries, owns land in Israel, Migdal.
Exactly.
I mean, they all know who she is. And it's a positive, you know, it's a positive role model that she's setting there. And it is to benefit in Israel, the state of Israel, in Jerusalem. So, all that to say, if you ever have a chance to go to Israel, you should go with her.
Yes,
but
that's our
plug
right
could be
now.
Biased. We could be biased a little bit.
No, you need to go. And you might say, Brandon, that's a lot of money. Well, then believe God for the money. Supernaturally, He will give you the money. And Jared, this is going exactly right in line. This is such the Holy Spirit. What we're going to be talking about this whole week, we're going to be talking about the fire of God. Like our grandmother, Dr. Billy Brim, she's not retired, she's refired.
That's funny.
even with you right now, you might be listening to the radio. I don't know where you're at. Maybe you're listening online. Maybe you're driving. And you might feel like, you know what, I'm getting older in the natural. I have a word from God to you, and it's this. You don't need to retire, but refire. The fire of God. You can't stand still. You will go and go and go. You're going to keep on going, going and going. I want to say, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't give in. It's amazing, you know, with Moses and Psalms chapter 78, it talks about how leading the children of Israel through the desert. And in the daytime, they had the cloud over them. And that same cloud at night turned to fire. So literally at night, they're keeping warm. They can see the manifestations of God. They are seeing them daily. They're seeing water gush out of the rocks. They, you know, if they're thirsty, they just literally get it like streams out of the rocks. That's miracles. That's signs. That's wonders. Food in the morning, food at night. It was amazing what God did. But you know what else? What else it says, Jared? It says that not even their shoes wax old. What is that? It's the glory of God. When you have the glory of God on you, when you honor God, when you stay in that place, when you're doing what God has called you to do, the glory of God sustains you. When you're doing what God has called you to do, the glory of God sustains you. Don't retire, refire. God has something to say through you. And even, it says their clothes, Jared, didn't get old. Their shoes didn't get old.
Mm-hmm.
The glory of God has an effect where it doesn't even make your clothes old or your shoes old. That's why you can see some people and you go, wow, they look the same they did 30 years ago. That's not natural. Or maybe you may have had this. You've seen someone you went to school with and, you know, they kind of had a hard life and you see them
opposite.
10 years, you haven't seen them in 10 years. You run into them at the grocery store and you're going, what in the world? Why do they look like that?
I feel like we see that a lot. We were raised in the Ozarks and that can be rough on people. And you see that when you see them, it's like 40 years went by.
Exactly.
It's only 10 years.
Exactly.
It looks like 40 years is on them.
They don't have the Lord in their life.
Right.
The glory of God does that.
Well, the glory of God gives you the energy.
You.
Right, right.
The fire of God. Amen. That's the word of the Lord to you. Don't retire, refire.
Was this really the title of your?
Yeah, it
That's
is.
Funny because I didn't know. We were just talking about Mimi looking good and younger and having more energy than ever. So it really
it
lines
is.
Up with what you're talking about.
And you know what's amazing? I'm going to just share a little bit about this to you. You guys are so special. I'm so glad that you're listening. Don't turn the dial once you listen in. Jared, just a few days ago, I was in a service, and a powerful man of God, God's using him mightily, has used him mightily. He was the pastor in the Brownsville Revival, John Kilpatrick, and he shared on this, the glory of God. And he talked about how the glory of God rejuvenates you, even your clothes. And he talked about how the glory of God was so bright on Moses' face. We know the story that he literally had to cover it. His countenance was so beaming with God. He had to cover it. The people said, I don't want to look at you. And I've been reading that, Jared, and that's what my prayer is. And I want it to be your prayer too. God, I want your presence to be so on me. People around me take notice. The glory of God. He was sharing about this, Jared, and the power of God hit that place. I'm not just talking about a little bit, big time. The glory of God, the fire of God hit that place, Jared. And I haven't really felt anything like I felt that day. And the word of the Lord came forth. He said, Brandon, you're going to carry this. You're going to carry this revival and the fire of God. And I haven't shared this with nobody. I haven't. My wife, Destiny, and I, we're in full-time ministry. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the praise and the glory for that. We travel. We've been in it for over 2 years. We go. That's what we do full time. When we're not traveling, when we're not ministering, we're seeking God. We're getting ready. We're preparing. When God's told you to do it, prepare. When God, maybe something, God has something on your heart and you're saying, I'm waiting for the time. Well, in the meantime, get ready. When you're ready, get ready. Amen. So I haven't shared this with nobody.
Well, I mean, it happened not even a week ago.
Right. And I feel like It just happened, and I want to share it right. It's on my heart, and I want to share with you right now. You're the first people that's going to hear this.
Hot off the press.
Hot off the press, the fire of God, a spark. You're not going to be the same. It's not just for Dr. Billy Brim. And it's nice, you know, you see the people. You see Dr. Billy Brim, my grandmother. You see Brother Copeland. You go, wow, how does he have that energy? It's amazing. We were in a service, fruit, Jerry. Right. He spoke for several hours.
Seven.
Seven and a half.
Not several, seven. Let's just get that out there.
And people say, wow, what is it? Look at him. He has so much energy. Look at this. Look at that. It's the glory of God. And it's not just for them. It's for all of you. It's for all of us. That fire of God, we're going to be speaking on that this week. The fire of God, the power of God, the glory of God, and how we need it. We need it, Jared. It's not just a suggestion. We have to have it. We got to burn with the fire of God. We will never be the same. People around us, they say, hey, they're not like other Christians. Act nice to us and then talk behind our back. No, there's something different. There's something on them. That's what we got to have. The tangible, manifested presence of God. And we are going to have it. Jared, real quick. I know we're about to go off here the first day. I want to give God some praise and glory. You guys know me, my wife, Destiny Brim. Maybe you don't know it, but I want to give Jesus some praise for this. Her and I, we got married. I traveled with my grandmother before we got married for 3 years. I felt led the Lord to move to California. I tell people when I went out there, I thought, my God, revival's going to hit. God's going to start using me mightily. He said, Brian, I didn't come to serve. I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. And literally for over a year, I served, Jared. You know this. I lived in a little trailer for over 3 years. I hardly could stand up in it. And I said, God, I thank you for our new home. I thank you for our new place. And I want to give God some praise. I want to give him some glory that we got our new place, Jared. We got our new home. We are so thankful. We are so excited. There in California, we're traveling. We're seeing God move mightily. And I just wanted to take some time and give Jesus some praise. And how we should never fall into a place of not being thankful or being complacent. We should always be moved and stirred by the things of God. And that's just, you know, over 3 years living in a tiny place. Now we have a home. I'm so thankful. And I know God's moving on you mightily. I believe you will never be the same again in Jesus' mighty name. Not to retire, but to re-fire. Say, God, give me the opportunities to minister your word. Give me the opportunities to have people come across my path. Let me be that bright and shining light like Moses, where they said, hey, his face is so bright, cover it up. Let me be that man. Let me be that woman. We are all rising up together. He is the head. We are the body. We are in one. We can do nothing without God, but we have to rely upon him. He does the work. It talks about in John 15, without me, he can do nothing. We don't want to do nothing in vain. But I say today is your day. Don't retire, refire, not just for the ministers, but it's for you. Jared, tell them how they get in contact with Billy Brim Ministries. Also, we have His Name Ministries, hisnameministries.com. And what else, Jared?
No, hisnameministries.com. You can call the Billy Brim Ministries toll-free 1-800-972-3447. Our offices are 417-336-4877. BillyBrim.org, BillyBrim. You know, you guys have been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye-bye.